Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.
घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का घर से डोला चला लाडली का क्या क्या नजारा है ये जिंदगी का कितने नाजों से पाला था हमने हर तरह से संभाला था हमने हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है हाय हमसे जुदा हो रही है घर की यादों में वो खो रही है आज बाबुल का रोना न पूछो और माँ का तड़पना न पूछो आज बाबुल का रोना न पूछो और माँ का तड़पना न पूछो
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته أهلا وسهلا ومرحبا بكم Tuesday morning on our program The Bliss of Marriage. My name is Arafat bin Ibrahim Hatia. And of course, our beloved engineer this morning, none other than Brother Pontface. And of course, we have to welcome our beloved listeners of Sirius FM, Haji Faisal Asmal and Hafiz Yusuf Asmal and company, and our beloved listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, the 11th of Dhul Qa'dah, 1442, corresponding to the 22nd of June, 2021. Our WhatsApp number 084-786-3132. 084-786-3132. International overseas listeners, +27 84 786 3132. Let's welcome our beloved honorable senior respected Fadilatul Ustad into the program. Ustad, welcome to the show. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khairan.
Listener says, Ustad, my wife goes ballistic, dear Mufti Sahab, if I don't celebrate our anniversary, or if I have to forget it, Ustad. Now I can't remember which month our anniversary is. How do I ask her without offending her? Anonymous brother, Ustad.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher, and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings, and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When a person studies the noble Quran and you read the Sunnah Mubarakah of Habibuna sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will find that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala informed us, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu dukhulu fi silmi kafa. O you who believe, enter into Islam in its entirety. There's no pick and choose. Once you start doing this, not this I like, that I don't like so much, so forth like that, then wala tattabi'u khutuwati shaitan. Do not follow in the footsteps of the shaitan. Innahu lakum aduwwun mubin. He is your open manifest enemy. Chapter number 2, Surah 2, verse 208. So remember that is what's happening here. Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's hadith, Man tashabbaha biqawmin fawa minhum. Authentic hadith in Abu Dawood, that whosoever imitates a people and a nation, they are part and parcel of them. Now, let us analyze the situation. Three things. Number one, husband's birthday, or wife's birthday, or anniversary. So in Islam, is there anything like this first and foremost? Nothing. These are all alien, foreign practices that know the birth they come. You married now 10, 20, 25, 30 years. So we must celebrate the birthday. We must celebrate the anniversary. We must do this. These are all non-Muslim customs, Western customs. The problem with a Muslim today, the micro and the macro level, the micro is me and you, the individuals, and the macro are the Muslim countries, the Arab countries. Instead of we as Muslims giving the West and the non-Muslims that which is the best, we should be sharing it with the rest, that we have the best, so let us influence them. But what have we done? We suffer from a complex. We think Allah forbid, Allah forbid, that Islam is inferior and the Western system is superior. West is the best and white is right. That is normal today in the Arab countries, Muslim countries, and in a Muslim mind. Ask this couple here, Zaid is the husband, Zainab is the wife, and why you want to celebrate your anniversary? Why you want to celebrate your birthday? So they'll say, no, this is very nice. We must have a nice jol, have a nice party, and have a celebration. But all this got nothing to do with Islam. These are all alien things. Now imagine if you don't do so, she is going to blow a gasket, and she will be highly upset. But that same wife, if the husband does not read his Fajr Salat, or the wife does not read her five daily Salat, the husband will not be upset, the wife will not be upset. Do you see where we are now? That the level of our iman is rock bottom. That which is haram and not permissible, if we don't do that, then the couple, one of them, both of them, want to blow a gasket, get very upset, and they get infuriated, and so forth. But that which is totally haram, and people don't do so, meaning like salat, you must, it is haram, obviously, but people will not bother about it. So that is the plight of the ummah. So both of you need to change your entire thought process. You need to be Muslim, and outwardly, inwardly, and with your thought process. Today we have Muslim, 1 billion, 2 billion, but all these are lies and exaggeration. Because if you look at the Muslim mentality and thought process, half of them think, or more than half, just like the kuffar. You can't even make them tamyiz and imtiaz, distinguish and differentiate who's a Muslim, who's not a Muslim. So that is why we start taking and aping these non-Muslims who are the enemies of Islam, of Almighty Allah and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. May Almighty Allah guide us all.
I see the brother says, my wife, she's now used to Idiya Mufti Sahab. We always used to go to Dubai for our anniversary. So how do I tell her now that you, what you said, Ustad?
Yes, so you don't mean if you're doing wrong, then always you must continue with the wrong. Tell her now we must start making tawbah. We're going nearer and nearer to our death. What will we answer all Almighty Allah, how will we face and look at Nabi alayhi salatu salam when we are doing a haram and we're trampling on the Sharia? So start ta'alim in your house and start making sincere tawbah.
I see another listener says, Ustad, my husband has told me many, many times in arguments to go to my mother's house. I asked him about it. He said he did not intend divorce. Ustad,
if he is saying that from the bottom of his heart, that he did not make intention of talaq and divorce, then your nikah is still valid. But if he is using that just as an excuse to fool you and deceive you, then you must remember in a case like that, that you will be living in sin and so forth. So you must ask him properly that this is the Quran Sharif. Put your hand on the Quran and say, Wallahi, take a qasam, that you did not make intention of talaq and so forth and so on. Because the men today, remember, the evil genius, they will do haram and then they will twist the words in such a manner, they'll make you, the wife, you the guilty party, and no, they not the guilty party. So if he did not make intention, then no talaq takes place. If he made intention, then if he made intention of one, then it's one talaq. He made intention of two, then it's two talaq, two divorce. If you made intention of three, then it's three divorce. So that is how it will work.
Let's go to Lanesia South to start. The brother says here, dear Mufti Saab, I need advice from you. My 58-year-old wife, 2 weeks ago, took the vaccine. 7 days after that, she picked up the corona, and now she's fighting for her life. Can Mufti Saab please help me? I want to write a letter and sue the government, Ustad.
My brother, I don't know who gave you all these advices, but we're telling you now for months and for years actually that these vaccines are still in experimental stage. And so many doctors and medical fraternity, South Africa, overseas, internationally, they have spoken openly against it. And they are telling you the main culprit are the governments and is one doctor. And if you just read today's news, the Fossey, I call him Foxy, you understand? So Foxy is the main guy, you must remember. If you just listen to George Bush, he's not a war criminal. So you must remember that in his time, he already told the people that you, the American public, you must be ready. There will be a pandemic, there will be vaccinations, there will be masks, there will be this. They already preparing the people from those times already. So after him, you had Obama for 2 terms. After him, you had Trump for 1 term. So that's already 12, 13 years. Now you got Biden. So he speaks about 13, 14, 15 years ago that he gave that talk and so forth. And what do you see? You see that this is the way for the one world government. So they want to make us the public zombies. People must not go and visit their family. People must not go to the graveyard. People must not go to a wedding. People must not interact. You must just sit quietly at home, locked down, and so forth and so on. We are not suggesting for a moment that people must not take some precaution. Precaution is good, but when that precaution tramples on the Sharia, then it is shaitaniyat, and we reject it totally. So you, my brother, don't you know that you say you want to sue the government, sue this one? They will tell you when you took the vaccination, the clause was written there already. No one has the right to go and sue these companies there, whether it's ABC, XYZ. You did so at your own risk. And therefore, side effects, all that, people passing away, you will have no recourse. So this is what we are telling you. They're fooling us. So the best thing, my brother, for you is, obviously, you are very concerned about your wife. Allah give her complete shifa. Read Surah Fatiha. Read Ya Salamu. Read La ilaha illa anta subhanaka inni kuntu minaz zalimin. Give out charity daily. But remember that what you're suggesting, you won't go far. Because people just listen to people. You don't listen to facts. That is the job of the Western media and non-Muslim media. They will just tell you, do this, do this. And the sad part is, you will get the Maulvis, you will get the Muftis, you will get some medical fraternity, and they will also go on that why, just to curry favor with politicians and governments. And that is whom we really need to expose and so forth. So therefore, our fatwa is, was, is, will always be, that this type of vaccine, definitely not permissible. And you can see how many people dead. Instead of getting cured and boosting your immune system, people's condition are deteriorating and dying and so forth. We believe you will still pass away on the appointed time, but you must remember that why should you go through this route here when you know it is so detrimental and harmful? So therefore, each one of us should read these 3-4 du'as. Dua number 1, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min sayyi'il asqam. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from the dreaded diseases. Second one, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min zawali ni'matik. Ya Allah, all these bounties you conferring, showering upon us, Ya Allah, we seek your protection, that you snatch it away from us, Allah forbid. Third dua, this too you will find in Sunan Nasai. And the third dua, Allahumma inni inna nas'aluka al-iffata wa siha Ya Allah, give us iffah. We lead a chaste life, and we lead a life with good health and good, you know, our well-being, our health, everything is good and restored all the time. So Imam Bukhari has mentioned it in Al-Adabul Mufrad. And for dua, you should be reading, always beg Allah, Allah minna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi d-dini wal-dunya wal-akhirah. Ya Allah, we are sinners, we beg of you forgiveness. Wal-afiyah, safety, comfort, good health, wealth, honor, protection, preservation of Iman, Islam, one word, afiyah, encyclopedic meaning. Fi d-dini, regarding our dini, religious matters. Wal-dunya, our worldly affairs. Wal-akhirah, and the year after. Allahumma inna nas'aluka al-afwa wal-afiyah fi d-dini wa dunya wal-akhirah. So many ahadith there are on afiyah, Ibn Majah, Mishkat Sharif, Mustad Ahmad, and so forth. May Allah Ta'ala make it easy for all those who are ill and sick. Allah give them all shifa'i kamil.
I see the brother says, dear Mufti Sahib, my hajira is dying. The same brother who started. And he says, we went to the doctor. My son approached him, but the doctor says, I'm just following protocol from the government. My son took the gun out, and now the doctor put my son in jail, Ustad.
You see now where this thing went, that you went to the doctor and he told you, I'm following, you must remember the protocol, that's what the government said. Now your son went and took the gun out. Now they're going to charge you that maybe for attempted assault, attempted murder, and so many other things and so forth. Now you're not sitting with one problem, you're going to sit with two, three problems now. Your wife is fighting for her life. Your son will be in jail and prison. Now there will be court case and so many things, and Allah forbid, Allah forbid. Therefore, brother, to act now rationally and don't go and do things emotionally, because you will just make matters worse. The media will get involved, the TV guys will get involved, and what then, what will happen now? Allah Jalla will make easy for you. I can suggest to you one thing, brother. Now, in this case here, read these two, three du'as. Only Allah can help now. So only Allah can help all cases, but now I mean the matter is gone to such, you understand, levels. So read Surah 54, verse 10. Rabbi anni maghlubun fantasir. Ya Allah, I'm overpowered. I'm overwhelmed, Ya Allah. You defend me, you assist me, Ya Allah. And read for your wife, for your son, and tell your other children, all of them. Surah 3, verse 173. Hasbunallahu wa ni'mal wakil, fa ni'mal mawla wa ni'mal nasir. Ya Allah, you are the best one to take care of our matters and affairs. Ya Allah, you are the best one. There's a protector and a helper, Ya Allah. Surah 22, verse 78. And remember Surah 3, verse 173. Allah make easy for you, brother. We give out, we will give out charity for you, for your wife, for your chasan, and we make dua. Allah make everything easy for you.
Ustaz, if your husband over the phone says, here's your talaq, take it and go. Here's another talaq, take it and go. And here's your last one, take it and go one time. Is this talaq valid? Is the marriage over? This was between him and I, with no witnesses, Ustad.
Remember, if the husband uttered these words that you are saying, then remember he addressed you, and he addressed you and told you that then in the ending, this is your final, your last talaq. All three talaqs are valid. There's no doubt about that. And you can no more love as a husband and wife. Your marriage is finished now. You must be in iddat. You cannot reconcile. You cannot remarry. And remember, don't look for loopholes. Go to this Maulana and this Jamiat and this organization and all, and look for that. Which Maulvi, which Sheikh, which Imam. Go to Cape Town. Go here, go there, Durban. Go. And you get all these crooked chaps, remember, that some of them will tell you that no, three is one and so forth. Remember Sahaba's time already. Hadith in Bukhari Sharif, three is three. And Sayyidina Umar radiallahu anhu's time, Ijma and consensus. All four schools, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanafis, Hanbalis say three is three. So your marriage is over. To have witnesses is better and desirable, but is not a prerequisite, is not a condition. Hence, all three talaqs have taken place.
Sister says, I received a proposal, dear Mufti Sahab, but fear of ruining the boy's life because I'm affected to tajid. My parents said, no, just get married. Don't inform the boy. maybe the jinn will go away. Ustad, anonymous sister.
Remember, that is not permissible. Totally haram to do that. So you want to ruin his life, his family's life, and then your whole secret, everything will come out. So in a case like that, where you, the girl, you are affected by jadu, sihar, witchcraft, you are affected by jinn or what have you, or you, the boy, you got problems. Today we know of problems of the boy. Some of them got AIDS, some of them are impotent, you understand, and some of them got other sicknesses. So in all these cases, it's compulsory upon you. When you go to propose and you ask, are there any medical issues and so forth, then you must disclose these kind of things. You can't say, no, my daughter got this problem, but she'll just get married and the husband and that, and then after marriage, suddenly the jinn will run away. It won't happen like that. Remember that. That you're fooling yourself and so forth. The aim of the jinn, Quran has said so, and the shaitan, يُفَرِّقُونَ بِهِ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَزَوْجِ. Their aim is to break the marriage, not to make the marriage. Quran is telling you that. So open Surah Baqarah chapter 2 verse 102 and see. So Almighty Allah is warning us, but now we want to just, you know, massage our ego and say, no, bo haru, and very good, let him get married and this and all these kind of things there. So remember, you must solve your problems out first and then you think of marriage. Don't go and cause problems for other people, and then eventually everything does come out, and then what humiliation, disgrace there is. So therefore, if they did that already, remember it's haram. And if they're telling you to do so, then you don't listen to them, but you must disclose it to that person who's coming to propose for you.
The sister says, same question, Ustad. My parents did go to an amil, and they paid about 7,000 rand, Ustad. And the amil did say, if you get married, the jinn will go away, Ustad.
That amil was knows that he just had to tell you something that will appease you, and he's collecting the money. 7,000 rand. So imagine, gone down the drain. I told you 101 times, today these amils, 70-80% are a bunch of crooks. And you can tell them I said so also. So you must remember, they fool you, they deceive you, they will tell you things that you want to hear, as long as they fill their pockets up and so forth. What he knows when the jinn will run away and come and all these type of things. See, he was just too happy and you were happy and your 7,000 gone down the drain. So remember, this is fooling you. Remember that.
Somebody says, Ustad, I have been given my mehr, it says here, the ring, back into my pocket. And I was told by my wife, I don't know why I married you. I have made a mistake. You have wrecked my life, etc., etc. By her giving me my mehr back, is it considered mine, Ustad?
So you must remember that you, the husband, when you married her 3, 5, 6, 8, 10 years ago, you gave her the mahar. The word is mahar, and remember, in English we translate it as marital gift. Don't translate it as dowry and all that. That Christian connotation, all that. So the marital gift, وَآتُ النِّسَاءَ صَدُقَاتِهِنَّ نِحْلًا. So then, that is why we translate it as marital gift. I just wanted to show you that. Now, there's husband, wife, and the marriage is on topsy and is going on the rocks, husband on the docks and so forth and so on. So out of frustration, so the wife said, take here's your ring and so forth. Meaning that she's not happy in that marriage. So are you the owner? You're not the owner. You give back that ring to your wife and say, we must start afresh again. I ask you for forgiveness. She must ask you for forgiveness, because I don't believe that only the husband is wrong. I don't accept only the wife is wrong. We will say both parties are wrong. And in a case like that you all should now go back and look at your faults. Petty issues, you put that one side, that everybody got. But major issues, and try and make the best. Now you're living together 3 years, 6, 5, 7 years, 8 years, years, 10 years, you maybe have 2-3 children also. So you can't now walk away from that marriage there. And if you are husband, you busy with other women, or you busy with drugs, alcohol, or you assaulting her and beating her up, all these things are totally haram, remember that. So give back that ring and give back a present also with the ring. And Quran says, وَآتَيْتُمْ إِحْدَاهُنَّ قِنْطَارًا فَلَا تَأْخُذُوا مِنْهُ شَيْئًا. That when the husband and wife, they're giving talaq and so forth, and then the husband tells the wife, give back the ring, give back the money, give back the clothing, you're not allowed to take back anything. It's haram for you to take it. Surah 4 verses 20, 21, 22. Go read all the verses in the Quran. So you give her, your aim must be jorna, you're not torna. Your aim must be to make the home, brother, and not to break the home.
Somebody says, Ustad, dear honorable, respected Mufti Saab, I gave my wife 3 talaqs at one time after a very heated argument. The only witnesses were our small 2 years and 4-year-old children. I stayed in the other room in our house for a month, but later reconciled with her and realized that I didn't mean to say it and want our marriage to work. We're very much in love, dear Mufti Saab. She also checked out and found out that since there were no witnesses and I said it out of anger, not meaning it, then it's still valid. We have been intimate after that. Is our marriage still valid, Mufti Saab? If not, how do I make my marriage valid again? Remember, we are very, very much in love, Ustad.
Yes, this love and all that illicit love is always very, very tasty, because the shaitan is with you. You must remember that. Look at the sequence of events. You married 5 years, 7 years, 2 children, masoom children, 4 years old, 2 years old. You have a heated argument, then you pull out the gun. You pull out and pull the trigger. You shoot the 3 talaqs and all these things here. Yeah? Now you say that we must sort it out. How are we going to sort it out? The marriage is finished, is broken, kaput, gone. End of the story. All 3 talaqs are 3. And you went, your wife went to this Maulvi, this sheikh, this organization and so forth. And they told you, no, 3 is 1. Or they told you, no witnesses and all that. All that is rejected in Quran, in Sunnah, in Sharia. And it's ijma, there's consensus on that. Remember, if you take the 4 schools, all 4 schools say 3 talaq have taken place. If you take your sahaba, there's consensus on that. You take a hadith in Bukhari Sharif, it's mentioned. So where are you going to go to now and say the 3 talaq is 1? Then you yourself knew it's haram. Therefore, after the 3 talaq, you went to stay in the outbuilding for 1 month and so forth. Then when things got a little bit, cooled down, and you became 100% sober, because now your anger was very so much, now you said, let me go. And now your husband and wife say, no, darling, you know how much I missed you, man. Wife say, oh, my puppy, my sweetheart, I missed you and all that. And now you're living in sin. Every moment Allah's curse is on both of you. Do you realize that? And remember, leave the children now by the mother, and you move out, and you must pay maintenance for the children and everything, and there's no way you can reconcile with her. Remember that. So if this incident happened now, you understand, 1 month ago or whatever, then you must realize that she will still be in iddat. The iddat will be 3 menses according to the Hanafis and Hanbalis, or 3 periods of cleanliness according to the Shafi'is and Malikis. And thereafter, if she wants to, she can marry somebody if she wants to. And that somebody, you can't make no condition that you get married for 1 day and 1 week and 1 month, and then he will give divorce and so forth, and then she will go into iddat and come back to you, get married to you. All that is null and void, and she will not be halal for you. That is the fatwa according to the 4 schools. La'ana Allahul muhallila wal muhallala lahu. Authentic hadith in Tirmidhi Sharif, Allah Ta'ala curses the first and the second husband when they make all these kind of pre-arrangements and conditions and so forth. So what people are doing today, you will not be halal for the first husband. So therefore it's history. So both of you carry on with your own life and carry on with the geography.
They say it's 3 months to start. That took place 3 months, and they got a letter from Cape Town in Jamia. It says that they can reconcile with start.
God.
I told you, I know the people also, and I know who maybe signed it also. All these kind of fatwas are not worth the paper on which they are written, you must remember. Whether you got it from Cape Town, or you got it from Durban, or you got it from Amanskaral. So remember these type of things here. Yeah? You're living in sin, and you're making a mockery. And every moment Allah's curse is on you. So I gave you from Quran, from Sunnah. So remember, immediately you must separate and carry on with your life separately. You can't be living together as husband and wife. Totally, absolutely haram it is.
0847863132. Listen to this one, Ustad. Dear Muftisab, my son, who is 19 years old, wants to marry a 53-year-old grandmother. Do I, as a parent, have the right to refuse his marriage, Ustad?
So what that old lady told him, I got a happy big bank balance. Stood. And what happened to her? If she's a grandmother, then you must remember that what happened to her husband. Did he divorce her? Did he pass away? You should know all these things there. See, my brother, I'll teach you something about Quran and Sunnah. Quran Kareem teaches us Uruban Atraba. So Atraba, when you go into the philology, history of the words, you see, you go outside your house, wherever, you will find sand there. That sand is called Turab. You understood? Sand. So it means that we don't say must, but we will say desirable, we will say meritorious, that you, the husband to be and the wife to be, you were playing in the sand the same time. Meaning, your ages are very, very compatible to one another. So you will be on the same page, you will be on the same wavelength and so forth. Now you 19 and she's 53. She's double, triple your age almost and so forth. So you must remember, you should ask yourself, what is your real intention in marrying her when she has children and that your age, you know? Understood. So your intention can only be two or three things. Either she's very, very beautiful, or either you're looking at the jamal or the mal, the wealth, that she will pass away, you will inherit so much. Or third one, you are looking at it such a way that that family there has promised you, we'll do this for you, do this for you, and so forth. So my advice to you, your whole intention is tainted and polluted, and you are going to fall very hard. Because your intention is not to please Allah Jalla Wala, not to please Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Your intention is the wealth or status, whatever you. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, when that is your intention, the hadith in Musnad Ahmad, fa innama azallahu Allah, Allah Jalla Wala will humiliate and disgrace you. So you, the family, you should object and knock some sense into him.
Now, 18 minutes to 12, you are tuning in, listening to the Bliss of Marriage, 0847863132. A listener wants to know, Ustad, what is the importance of iddat when a lady is no more childbearing? Ustad?
In Islam, when the husband issues the talaq and divorce, one, two, or three, then there is iddat. Or when the husband passes away, then also there is iddat. So why is there iddat? Not only because of pregnancy and so forth. Remember, you buy a car, and then the next day you want to trade it in. You want to sell it to somebody. So it's permissible. And you buy a computer, you buy anything. So never mind next day. The same day also you can do so. So in marriage, Almighty Allah is teaching us, there must be the laws of iddat. Why? To maintain the sanctity of the marriage institution. Otherwise, it'll just become, today she's married to this one, next day she's married to that one, and married to this. So what will happen to the whole marriage institution? It will just become like buying and selling, like what the Kuffar Shias are doing. So you see the Kuffar Shias, that they have Khomeini rights in his kitab, La'anahullah, that I have the kitab, they gave it to me. Tawdihul Masail, you can make mut'ah for 1 hour. So now the time is 20 to 12. So 20 to 12, you gave her 50 rupees, 50 rand, $50, and you don't need witnesses, nothing. And 20 to 1, she can go away, you go away, and the kuffar Shia say is permissible. Can you ever explain to me that Islam allows this? But for them, everything is permissible, because you must remember the kuffar. So they say the husband can sodomize his wife and everything, they write. So they say it's permissible, Allah forbid. So therefore, each one of us should know what Islam is teaching and not what people are making propaganda and so forth. See the jutlas, I give you one example. How propaganda works, and you must know this word. According to the Jews and the Zionist press and so forth, they call it a hasbara. You must know the Jewish term also, hasbara. H-A-S-B-A-R-A. So now the current Prime Minister of Israel is that Bennett character, right? So what he said, openly is recorded, is documented. He said, I killed many Arabs in my life, and now there's no problem in that. Now today you're the Prime Minister. Words like that are going to come and haunt you. So now you must remember they're trying to make sanitize it, they call it, you see. So my mother, I say, no, what he meant and what he said is not I killed many Arabs and I, you know, there's no problem in it. He says that I killed many terrorists and there's no problem with it. You see already how the words change? But the word is mentioned by him that I killed many Arabs and so forth. So same thing here. These people will tell you that, you know what, you can do muta, you can do prostitution, you can do all these things there, and they'll tell you it's permissible. So all these type of things are totally haram and unacceptable in Islam.
We said, listen to this one here. I keep on telling my husband not to go in chairs with these people, but he did not listen to me. It's now 3 years, and my husband is in chairs in a company shares, Ustad, with a Jewish guy and with a Shia. And today, both of them, they went against him, and they have cleaned him out. What do we do now, Ustad? Should we take both of them to court?
Remember that when you don't listen to Quran Sharif, you don't listen to the Sunnah Mubarakah, you never heard what your wife said, so who do you blame? So let us go to Quran Sharif first and see. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala teaches us, wa inna kathiram minal khulata, that verily the partners and partnership, majority of them, la yabghi ba'aduhum ala ba'd, some partners, they will make zulam and oppress other partners, illa alladhina amanu, except those people who got through iman, wa amilu salihat, and they do righteous deeds, wa qaleelum ma'hum, and they extremely, extremely few of them. So that is Surah 38, Surah Swad, and the remember verse number 24. So that is what Quran is teaching us. Partnership is permissible, but it is frowned upon, is discouraged, because people don't have true iman, people don't have good interactions majority of the time. Therefore Allah says, wa qaleelum mahum. If you knew even the basics of Arabic, you don't translate it as few of them. Nay, wa qaleel few ma a attaqid fil qilla. It means the ma ibhamiya came to say extremely, extremely few people. That is the translation there. Second one, Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam hadith. You open Bulughul Maram, Musnad Ahmad, various compilations, you will find. Qala an-nabiyul Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, qala Allahu azza wa jalla, Almighty Allah states, ana thalithu sharikain. I will be the third one in that partnership. What mean I'll be the third one? My mercy, my barakah, everything will come down there. Ma lam yakhun ahaduhuma alal akhar, as long as you must remember that the one partner did not make zulam upon the other partner. So in a case like that, then Allah's help will come. So where the one partner was disloyal, committed breach of trust, and they stole the share or whatever. So according to the question we're answering, there was a Muslim person, there was a jutla, a Jew, and there was a kafir, kuffar, Shia. So the Jew, and according to the question, the Jew and the Shia, then they cleaned up that Muslim person there. So what you going to do? You're going to go to court. It'll cost you so much and so forth. أَصَابَكُمْ مِنْ مُصِيبَةٍ فَبِمَا كَسَبَتْ أَيْدِيكُمْ. When calamities befall you, it's because of your own deeds and your own actions. So my advice will be that try and get some advices from people, legal eagles, and ask them, because these type of things, to retrieve your 1 million, 2 million, 5 million, can cost you so much more sometimes, with all the court cases and postponement and legal fees and so many other things. So make istikhara and see what way forward you should take. But you have to blame yourself, my brother. And remember, whether you say Jutla or you say Shia, you just take a 2-rand coin or a 5-rand coin, and they are the same, you must remember. The father and the founder of Shias was a Jew, and this is written in their own book, Rijalul Kashi. So you must remember, Abdullah bin Sabah was a Jew, and he's the founder and the father of Shia Azam. So therefore, they will always work together to undermine you. Allah protect us.
I see the youngster says, I just heard Mufti Saab, you giving the answer to my mommy about me being 19 and the woman that I want to get married is 53 years old. I got a question to you, Mufti Saab. What happened to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Hazrat Aisha? Please give me an answer, Ustad.
So you must remember that Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam was commanded by Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala to marry Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha. Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam was 25 years old, and Sayyida Khadija radiallahu anha was 40 years old. When Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam married Sayyida Aisha radiallahu anha, Allah ta'ala commanded Nabi alayhi salam to marry her, to show the world that you can marry a young lady as well. In your case, Allah is not commanding you. Your own whims and your own fancies and your lust and desire and your polluted, tainted intention and motive is guiding you. So therefore, I told you that you should be asking yourself, what is your intention? It will either be Jamal, the beauty, or either the Mal, or either you feel that you are going to get famous or whatever you, we call Hasabiha. You want to belong to a higher strata of society. So therefore, these are things that Islam discourages us to marry for those reasons. So therefore, don't try and use Hazrat Aisha radiallahu anha's incident for your own ulterior motives.
Allahu Akbar, well said, Ustad. I see the youngster says, she is supporting me, and I'm not going to listen to anybody. I will make nikah with her, Ustad.
Yeah, there's it there. It came out from the horse's mouth. You don't understand? So now you forgot everything of Hazrat Aisha and all that. In Islam, you, 19-year-old youngster, who must support who? Must the husband support the wife, or the wife must support the husband? So you said, what I'm going to do, me, I'm a 19-year-old guy. My name is Laurel, and Laurel is going to sit on his hadi. You understand? So you're going to sit on your buttocks, and your wife will support you, and you think this will continue like this. So after they get tired, then they look for somebody else also. So remember, this is total upside down. You should have some self-respect and self-esteem. That you are sponging off a grandmother and an old lady and so forth, and that is what you say, and you still got the audacity to say, I'm not going to listen to anybody. Think properly what you are doing.
Somebody says, is it considered zina, Ustad, if my husband is liking girls' pictures on Facebook? He says it's not zina and he's not perfect, Ustad.
Remember that that's why the marriages break so much, because people brought all the zina in their homes. The shaitan, the TV got bigger and bigger. First was the small screen, then the big screen, then the curved screen, now the cinema screen. I'll show him one verse. Show him one verse. And you must remember that. Tell him this is what Almighty Allah teaches us. Wala taqrabu zina. Do not even go near fornication and adultery. Innahu kana fahisha. It is something obscene, indecent. And remember, it is what? That wala taqrabu zina. Innahu kana fahisha. Wasa'a sabila. A horrible, terrible wrong path for a person to take. Chapter 17, Surah 17. Yasin, verse number 32, verse number 32, and the 15 Subara, 15 Jews. So Allah is telling you, don't even go near it. So watching pornography, watching the woman, watching naked, watching this, it doesn't stop there. People get addicted, and then they want to try all these things here. So you read about this and see what things are happening, and how many marriages, therefore divorce is spiraling out of control. And just to massage his ego and justify his haram, so he will say that, no, I'm not perfect. So my brother, none of us are perfect, but you justifying your haram, that is a crime in itself as well. Iblis, the shaitan, did not make sajda to Nabi Adam alayhi salam. Aba was takbara. He defied the command of Allah because of jealousy, and he was proud. When he justified it, he said, ana khayrun min, I'm better than him, superior to him. So that's what you're doing. So that's a serious, serious crime. So my brother, if you want Allah's mercy, you want the help of Allah, then you get rid of that phone, get rid of the TV, start making sincere tawbah, and remember this is part of zina and fornication, adultery in Islamic terminology.
I see Ma from Newcastle says, Beta, what is wrong with our youngsters today? They just don't want to listen. They don't want to take your advice. First it was the boy from China, now it's this boy who's 19 years old. What is wrong with the ummah? Hum Karwana Ustad from Newcastle, Ma.
Ma, M Karwano, ke paisa handu bole. You see, they say money speaks all languages. That brother, he went from here to China, they said business trip. But when he saw the Chinese lady with a miniskirt, he said, oh, I tabawari lage. You see? So then the money is gone, he's sitting in jail, father detained, Allah make easy, Allah have mercy on. This youngster here, he says, me, I'm tired of working. You only finished now 19 years, and he's tired and retired, you see. So he says he's going to sit in the lap of grandmother, 50 years old, 53, and he's going to collect all the money and the rental and all these things here. So you see, Kala, this is exactly what the shaitan has said. وَزَيَّنَ لَهُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَعْمَالَهُمْ. The shaitan, he beautifies the actions. Give them 1 year and two, and then he'll come back. So then he'll say, no, I made mistake, you see. But when we tell them, their pride, their arrogance becomes the barrier. So no, we won't listen to you. I'll do what I want you to do. So that is human being today. They follow Hizbu Shaitan, the party of Shaitan, and that is Shaitan's slogan, Ana Khairum Min. So we make dua daily for everybody, Kala and Anima, that, you know, Allahumma hdin nasa jamia, Ya Allah, guide everybody. Ya Allah, use us so we can guide them also. Allahumma dina wa hadi bina wa jalna sababal liman ihtada. But it's very sad what you see. This you don't call explosion, you call implosion. That we, it's not somebody from outside coming and destroying you. You're destroying yourself, self-destruction, implosion. We're telling you, we know what experience and little bit all these things we have with Allah's help. But the people will not listen. Then when they fall, then they will say, no, you are right. But by that time, all the damage is done, finished, you see. So that is how shaitan, didn't we do in tafsir in the morning? Shaitan will tell the people, فَلَا تَلُومُونِي وَلُومُ أَنفُسَكُمْ. Don't blame me, you blame yourself. I only invited you, فَاسْتَجَبْتُمْ لِي, and you responded to my call. So that is why we need to get that orientation and direction in life.
I wanted to know that my daughter of 25 years old, married for the past 4 years, has some issues with her husband, but blames me that her upbringing was not considering her emotions to start. I am confused because she wants me to feel guilty. I have 4 children and I lost my husband last year. I'm very, very hurt. Which way forward, Ustad?
Let us look at this again. There is a father, there's a mother, they have 4 children. Now the father passed away. This daughter here is married 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever the case might be. Instead of thanking her mother, instead of making dua for her father who's deceased, now her marriage is gone topsy-turvy and is on the rocks and husband in the docks and so forth. So now she has the audacity to blame the mother. See the other 3 children, they're living nicely. But because your marriage is not turning out well, so now you look for a scapegoat. So who you found your scapegoat? You found your mother. Don't you even feel ashamed, oh daughter? You should be crying and giving your mother that moral support. Oh, Ummi, oh, mother, I'll stand with you. I know it's difficult times. That father, meaning your mother's husband, that your father is no more. So you should be there. Instead of doing that, you go do the direct opposite. And you blame and say, no, you didn't bring me up properly. You didn't do this. So that is when human being, you must remember, do exactly what the shaitan is doing. That we must do and look at introspection, look within ourselves. Where did I go wrong? But we don't do that. We will start looking for who to blame. That I must blame this one, and now she blames her mother. You see this? So do you really expect your mother to give you du'as, or do you really expect that you have broken the heart of your mother? So go back to your mother, meaning go back in the sense, contact her, phone, message, WhatsApp, SMS, whatever, and first thing, ask her for forgiveness. Say, Ummi, it was a moment of madness of mine. I made all these crazy statements and so forth. Number two, from now on, whatever support I can give you, physical support, moral support, financial support, according to my means, I'm going to stand with you in your hour of need. Third one, Ummi, I only want one thing from you, and that is your du'as. Then you will see how your life changes for the better. But because we got this Western understanding, watching the movies, watching the Hollywood, Bollywood, Shaitanhood, so our minds get filled and saturated with this kufr mentality. So we look for other people to blame, while the problem is not the other people, the problem lies within ourselves. That is where we're standing today. So think properly what you're doing, Betty. I don't know you. I don't know your mother. I don't know your marhum, this is father. But as a brother, I'm giving you this advice. You better start changing that mentality of yours. Otherwise, tomorrow, your children will put you also in the old age home.
Ustad, a student of Deen needs some advice. She's very happily married. They're from Johannesburg. They married for 2.5 years, dear Ustad. And she says they took bay to the Sheikh. But of course, she doesn't feel comfortable that the Sheikh keeps on messaging her, although the husband knows about it. But the husband is okay with it. But she feels very, very uncomfortable because the Sheikh keeps on messaging and asking her, did she eat and the sunnahs of eating and et cetera, et cetera. And she does not like that idea. What does she do, Ustad, student of Deen?
Remember that best is she must tell her husband, if he wants to be the murid of the sheikh, he can be. But she's withdrawing and pulling out of all these things here. That is not the sheikh's business. Every day or every week he must send messages to her. He's softening her up. You must remember that and so forth. The aim of the sheikh must be to bring islah. And not that come and under that you're doing this, tomorrow he'll ask that, did you fulfill the conjugal rights of your husband at night and all that. We know of all these kind of incidents also. So you must remember this type of things here. They will enter your whole private life and everything and so forth. So my advice, Aka Inan Mankan, I don't know who the sheikh is and so forth, but if what you are saying is true, he got no right to do that Islamically. So sometimes people must understand this whole thing of peer muridi business and all. The most important thing is islah. Islah is how to have greater connection with Almighty Allah, how to follow Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam immaculately, and how to be a person who's loyal to Islam and so forth. But today the sheikhs, I don't say all, but majority, they're very far from what they got in there. Their aim is to look at the and the Jamal. That how much I can get out of this murid. You see today some sheikhs, they look for rich guys and they make them Khalifa. Then others, they look for poor rich guys, they make them the murid. Come join me, I'll do this. How many cases we know like this? You understood? So one. Number two, you must remember, then the easy target is the woman. You understand? Say, no, we may. In Pakistan and all that, same thing happened to that sheikh. You must remember that. So this type of things. And I warn people about it. You understood? I told them, this person here, the amount of human murids he got, and he's writing letters to them and all these type of things. Same thing happened, and how disgraced he got.
Allah.
So you must remember, he can't put foot today in South Africa, Zambia, and all these places and so forth. So you must remember that such. So Allah, therefore, wa may yuhin Allah fa ma lahu min mukrim. When Allah disgraces, then remember that said that there's no one to give honor. Allah protect us. We are not Nabi Yusuf alayhi salam, but don't get involved. So my advice to you, sister, you just withdraw. Say, me, I'm no more your murid. I got nothing to do with you. I will cement marriage and tell your husband that this is going to cause a lot of friction in future. So if you want to carry on, you carry on. It's fine, but me, I'm out of this. But I'm loyal to you and so forth to your husband. And that's my advice. And if your husband got common sense, he'll accept it.
The student of Deen says, Ustad, before you go for your announcement, she says, I would like to forward you the messages, Ustad.
No, I don't get involved in all that. Your chef just now pull out the gun for me here. Today the guys just pull out the gun, you know. These murids will jump on my head and all that. Don't say nothing to me, please. Okay, Jazakallah khairan. That is my advice to you. Wallahu a'lam. Okay, next up, inshallah, we got the news. And then 12 to 1 will be the bounties and favors of Almighty Allah by Mawlana Harun. Our brother Lamin Templeton is sick. Allah give him Shifa-i Kamil. Then 105 after Adhan to 130 will be Surah Qasas, verses 8 to 13. Then 130 to 2, Surah Anfal, verses 28 to 29. And then 2 o'clock to 3, Mawlana Zahid Khan, Madrasa on air. 3 to 3:30, the repeat of this morning's Q&A, Mawlana Arafat, myself. 3:30 to 5 will be, inshallah. So, our Mawlana, distinct Sheikh Zahir Mahmood, and Sheikh, that will be Sultan Muhammad Al-Fatih, the conqueror of Turkey. And thereafter, 5 to 7 will be Mawlana Khalid Yaqub. And then 7 to up past 7, the repeat of today's tafsir. 7:30 to 8, Mawlana Yunus Patel's advices, Rahimahullah. 8 to 10, Brother Shafaat Ahmad Khan, make dua for us and the Ummah Idlal. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Up next is the 12 o'clock news with Haji Yusuf Ali.
Marcus Sahaba Online Radio, serving you wherever you are.